B-Pod Studios.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
All right, who can I help?
All right, so we got a DM from this poor woman, and her husband have completely different views on how to go back to life after quarantine.
Okay. And by the way, if you want to help Roy with unqualified advice, maybe give some qualified advice, you can always jump in, call us, text us, 704-570-9595.
And Roy, I feel like this is going to hit close to home for you.
Okay.
Because I feel like you and your boyfriend, Sterling, have been going back and forth on this. But this is what she said. Hey, guys, I have some unqualified advice from Roy. My husband and I, when it comes to going back out, he is really, he's ready to go to indoor restaurants in South Carolina, and he wants to go back to the gym and go to his office, and he says he'll be safe, but what does that really mean? His whole family is for it, but I am alone here. Please help.
Yeah, that is complicated because, you know, I'm like probably one of the worst people to ask because I've been taking this seriously, and I know that some people aren't because of a lot of factors. Like, they have to, some people can't afford the luxury to stay home and be safe. They're like, if I don't pay my bills, there's not even going to be a home for me to be safe in.
Now, I love you, but you're being qualified right now.
I know.
Give us your unqualified, off-the-cuff answer. What is it? Leave him, right? That's what you're thinking. I mean, that's where you go with the. See, I mean, this is so serious, you can't even joke about it.
I know, you're right, because, I mean, maybe you could set up a way, like, he has his own entrance, and you have your own entrance, and y'all just stay separated until this thing passes.
Okay. But I think he wants her to come along and, like, go to restaurants.
That's not a part of the equation. If she doesn't want to do that, like I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not going to go to a restaurant. I'm going to wait, like, 3 weeks and let all the idiots go first and see if they get COVID-19.
Why are they idiots? They don't have to be idiots.
Okay, but what if you're married to the COVID-idiot that wants to go and then he's got to come back?
Like, that's so difficult because my mom wanted to come see me and I'm like, I don't know if dad's taking this seriously. And as of right now, well, he's a health hazard. So no, I can't see you.
Let's be honest. Let's be fair. If you're going back out into public, it's your right. Not to be. You're not a COVID-idiot. Well, you're not as concerned about it as other people are.
Yeah, that's fair.
I do think there's something to, you know, as soon as the government officials and doctors said.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You should be staying home. I did. And now that they're saying it's okay to go out, you can't just pick and choose. You're not the expert. If they say it's okay to go, I mean, I guess it's okay to go.
For the majority, to be fair, too, for the majority of the population, it is probably okay to go.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not immune compromised or pregnant or old or, you know, then
diabetes.
Go.
You'll probably be fine. Me, on the other hand, I'm going to be cautious because I'm immunocompromised. But I'm sure, you know, like Nicole, I think of Nicole, our producer. She's young, 27 years old. She's healthy.
Tattoos.
Like, not like the, like COVID scared of her.
She's going, what's that have to do with anything?
COVID scared of her. Is that what you said?
COVID looked at her undercut.
Pass.
Yeah.
Is that a neck tattoo, COVID says?
But in all seriousness, like, Nicole would be fine, in my opinion.
Do you feel that way, Nicole? Like, God forbid you got it, you'd be okay? Like, you would get through it okay?
Yeah. I mean, I feel pretty confident in my health and my immune system that if, for whatever reason, I did get it, then I feel confident that I could beat it. But that's not the way I kind of view it. I kind of view it as, you know, if they open gyms back up and they say, hey, you know, you can do this, you got to be cautious, you can go to restaurants, sit social distance from people. You know, I'm not going to, once everything gets lifted, I'm not going to say, hey, let's throw a house party. But yeah, I want to go to restaurants. And
so does her, so does his husband.
Yeah. So
so like this weekend, are you going to go to a restaurant and dine in?
Probably not.
You're going to wait.
Would you go sit outside a restaurant?
Yeah, I would sit outside, but like I wouldn't, like people that I haven't, that I don't know have been quarantining, or people that I haven't, like I would go with Kylie, for example, yeah, because I've been with her.
Because you trust that she's
right.
Clean, yeah.
But I mean, she's going back to work. She's in a restaurant, so I'm going to be, she's going to be exposed to people, so I'm going to be exposed to what she's exposed to.
5 p.m. Friday.
And that, to me, is like the biggest area of concern, because like I know Nicole would be healthy, but then if she gets it, then she could pass it on to someone else mm-hmm. who's not healthy, like me.
as confident as Nicole is that she would be okay, we're all equally confident that Roy wouldn't be, and he'd be very dramatic about it. My confidence is equally as high for how Roy would handle it.
And let me tell you, the doctors would be like, you have the mildest case ever, and I'd be like, I can't breathe. What do you mean?
He'd be pissed he didn't have the symptoms.
I get it, I don't get the good kind.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, no. if I got it, and I don't get really sick, I would be saying how fake this virus is. I'd be shouting from the rooftops.
Let's do this, though, because it's an interesting underlining issue. And if you are a house divided, give our friend who wants some unqualified advice, who shot us a DM at the MRL show, what kind of advice do you have? How do you work as a family if you're divided and one person's ready to go out to dinner and wants to take the family to go out to dinner, and you, as the partner, aren't okay with that?
And so in my unqualified advice, because that's what this segment is, my unqualified advice and what I would do in that situation, and it's probably the wrong thing to do, is that you do what you want to do. And if that's not being, if you don't want to be exposed to the virus, then you isolate that husband and you make him stay in a room, and he can only go out to go do whatever he wanted and go right back to his room.
See, I have a lot of friends that are doctors, and my girlfriend just posted a post saying that she has not been living in their house, and he's taking care of the kids because she's working in the hospitals.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. But how do you do it? If you're a family divided on how you're going to go out on your slow rollout, like one person is really ready to go back to the office and get to the gym and go to restaurants, but the other person isn't so sure.
704-570-9595.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.